from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting from the pulpit of sports radio in Boston, it's Sunday Mass with Christian Arcan on WEEI.
No, they're good. I mean, they're very athletic. That's what they do. They run the bases well. They put good at bats. It's a complete team, you know. And, I mean, that play by Guillerme, that was amazing. You know, just remind me of Robbie Alomar, to be honest with you. Just lay out and then turn and put in the money. That was a great play. The double play, they turned. That was good, you know. And they still missing their best players. So.
It's Alex Cora speaking from last night. Red Sox lose to the D-backs by a final score of 4-1. We got bonus baseball here for you, as generally we only go about 3 hours in the Sunday service, but we're going until about 12:30 today, because I got you for Red Sox pregame as well. As we'll talk with Will Fleming, Joe Castiglione, we'll hear from Alex Cora in the pregame show, all coming up here in about 30 minutes. In the meantime, your phone calls at 617-779-7937. I was talking about the Marshfield Fair where I was at yesterday. Really, I don't know why it is, but I feel you first walk into the fair and you first get through and you're, you know, going through all the, it, usually when you walk in, and this was at gate A at Marshfield, I know there's a couple different gates. When you walk in, there's always those like local stands at first, and there's like a couple political ones too. And then you get through those, and as soon as you get through those, it's food, it's beer, it's Italian ice, it's slushies, it's fried dough, it's all that stuff. And once you get to that part, once I sort of get past, and some fairs also have like animals and petting zoos and, you know, cows and alpacas and all that stuff. Once you get to the food and the games, I feel more at home at the fair than I do like in my house. You know, like I feel like I belong there. I feel like this is where I'm meant to be right now. I'm not supposed to be anywhere else in the world other than right here at the Marshfield Fair, at the Topsfield Fair, at the Sandwich Fair, you name a fair. That's honestly. And people say, oh, Arcan, what about the North End? North End feasts are not fairs necessarily. They do have some of those games. So, I mean, it's not the furthest thing from it. You know, they got the vendors and the Italian ice and all that other stuff. They do have the Papa Shot games and other things like that. So it's kind of like that, but it's not really the same. I'm talking about a fair on a fairground. That's what I mean. Like, the feasts are great, and I go to those every year. I've been going to those since I was a kid, growing up in the North End. But that's not necessarily what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about an actual fair. And with more on that, let's go to the phones at 617-779-7937. Talk to Mark in Agawam. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it's great that you're talking about fairs. So have you been to the Big E in West Springfield?
I haven't been to that one as often because I don't live near Western Mass, but the few times I've been there, once or twice, and both times I had a great time.
Yeah, you definitely got to get out there. I mean, it's ranked as one of the top 10 fairs in the country.
Mm-hmm. What's so good about it, Mark? Sell the Big E to me. What's better about that than like Marshfield or Topps Field or the other ones around here?
Everything. I mean, you know, they have the Better Living Center where I spend all 17 days. I manage a booth there for a home improvement company.
Okay.
But they have, the biggest carnival of any fair. I mean, they have concerts, top-notch performers, too. Like, you know, some of the people that played there before were, recently, Bill Yeidel, Pat Benatar, a lot of great classic rockers, country artists, so they have big-name entertainment as well.
Pat Benatar was at the Big E recently? That's cool. You know who would like that? Mike Adams of Planet Mikey, who, if you were go back a little ways as a WEEI listener, you know that him and Pat Benatar, Mike Adams, Pat Benatar, I'm not, according to him anyway. I believe every single thing that man has ever said, Mike Adams. Mike Adams, now, people don't know this about it. Real quick, we'll just take a quick detour here. As there's been a lot of shakeups today, or not today, but this week at WEEI. My story here at WEEI started in about 2013 or 14, I want to say. Maybe a little bit after that. I can't remember exactly what year it was. Maybe it was 2014 or 15. Either way, I was working for Metro. And if you remember back then, WEEI, it wasn't called Trending Now. It was called The Sports Flash. And there was this company. It was called Metro. It was set up in a studio that used to be over at the Bullfinch Plaza. Now it's over by Wellington Station. And it was total traffic. And what they do is everybody got a studio, and you were assigned a station either in Boston or somewhere else in the country. And they'd have you come on in the 20s or whatever and do traffic, weather, sports, lotto numbers. I mean, it was all different sorts of stuff. And I was trying very hard to break in. I was working at ESPN New Hampshire at the time, and I was trying very hard to break into the Boston market. And I got an opportunity to work at Total Traffic and do the Sports Flash for WEEI. There was an opening. I think someone left. I forget who it was. And they brought me in, and for weekends or whatever, I was doing it for, like, Danny Picard and, you know, a couple of guys. Jen Royal I did the trending for. John Saucier when he had a show. And I was doing the Sports Flash. And then while that was happening, Planet Mikey, which was the night show here at the time, starring the great Mike Adams, I don't exactly know how to put this, but Mike Menansky, who is also used to work here, and now finds lots of time to comment on the things that go on at this place, which is weird, but whatever, he used to work here too, and they decided to put Menansky and Adams together and have that be the new night show. And those two did not like each other. Those two were very much oil and water. I mean, it just was not a good fit. And so the program director at the time was this guy, Joe Zarbano. And he called me and he said, "Hey, Arcand, what do you think about it? I've been doing the Sports Flash through Metro for that show." And he goes, "What do you think about coming in studio and you being sort of the buffer between these two guys because they really don't like each other?" And I said, "Sure. Absolutely. I was over the moon. I get to come in studio here at WEEI. I've been doing it from the remote studio over at Wellington Station, or over at the Bullfinch at the time was where that was. And to come to the actual studio, which was on Guest Street at the time, and was a dream come true." So I said, "Absolutely, I will. I'll be there for whenever you want, for as long as you want." And that, if those two had gotten along, if Adams and Menansky had gotten along, I might not be here right. I probably wouldn't be here right now. That was my first real opportunity. And I like to think I seized it and did okay. And after that, I was given the late night show, which they carved out a 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. show, which no longer exists, except for certain times they bring it back out. John Lyons was doing it, back there in the Bruins, I think, in the Celtics playoff run. But that was it. And so I ended up getting that. I ended up, moving on to another stud, and sort of my career took off from there. But that was how it all went, and it all went that way because Mutt and Mikey just did not like each other, and thank God they didn't, because if they did, I would have had to do something else. I would have had to figure out some other thing to do. And I'll be honest with you, folks, I'm not really even that good at this, but this is the only thing I'm good at. This and pop a shot at the fair. Those are the two things that I actually am good at. I'm not really good at anything else. So thank you very much, Mikey, for not liking Mutt, and thank you very much, Mutt, for not liking Mikey. If that hadn't happened, If those two had gotten along swimmingly, if those two were like, you know, buddies, then that would have probably been it. That probably would have been it for me. So this is I really owe it all to those two guys for just rubbing each other the wrong way. Gross. that's really what launched my career. So thank you to both of them. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Little history lesson there for you. We'll take a quick break. Jacob Blasner is going to tell you what's trending, and when we come back, we'll get you ready for Red Sox baseball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we just got a couple of minutes left here. It's Boston Sports Original WEEI. I'm Reverend Arkey, and this has been Sunday Mass. Nice having you with us here today. We have one call on the line. Should I go to him, Jacob? He's been kind of a jerk to me lately, but let's
go
to him anyway.
Mr. Bookworm himself.
I know. I'm still not over that. Stephen Fall River, hello.
Oh, come on. You got your own show, man.
I know. It doesn't mean I'm not sensitive.
Show now.
Well, we'll see.
Now, don't forget, how many times have you heard me say I broke Tom Cummin into this medium way back when?
You mention it at least two times every time you call in. So, yes, lots of times, yes.
So why didn't you say, Steve, you broke everybody in, including me?
Now, you didn't break me. You just called. What are you talking about? What credit do you want for my career, Steve, honestly?
You have to have callers and have back and forth.
You think you're the only caller I ever had? Wally in Fall River was calling me just as much as you were, Steve. I mean, there's a lot of guys have been calling this entire time. Anyway, what's on your mind here, sir?
I've been calling since 90 in the 90s.
Okay.
The bottom line is you were nervous about the contract negotiation that the Bruins were having with their goaltender.
Yes, I am.
He's got an agent. They'll work it out. I do want to say one thing. I'm in the minority on it. He kept them in that series against the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the difference between the Panthers and the Bruins was as big as we think. Our stars did not play up to their capability. They had plenty of chances, and God knows he gave them the chance for our stars to take games, but our stars couldn't make plays. And that's the difference. That's the story. That's why you can get a hot goalie in. This is a pro goalie thing. You can get a hot goalie. You can allow a lesser team to win a series. And that was a perfect opportunity. He kept him in that series.
I agree.
They could have won it if our stars made the play.
And, Steve, let me add one more thing to that. Let me just add one more point to that. I think Tuukka Rask took a lot of crap when it was the stars on the team. Well, you just said it was them that let him down, not necessarily Tuukka, and he ended up getting blamed for it.
Maybe. It's true. The stars have to play. The goalie keeps you in the game. The stars have to play. When you think back – I'm not going to blow my own horn. I don't need to blow my own horn. I don't need to blow my own horn.
All right.
Because I'm the greatest caller in sports talk radio history. And I broke
I'm
you
not going to blow my own horn, but
give
I'm
me
the greatest of
credit,
all.
And you don't want to give me any credit. Uh-huh. That's okay. Think of how your heart leapt when you heard I was on the phone when you were flying away on a Saturday. Ooh, Steve Ballard is calling. Mm-hmm. Let me pick up with him. I made your day. Come on now. Just give a little. Get humble.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. I mean, there's only so much of that I can listen to. You know? I mean, my God. I like you, Steve, but come on. Let's all live on the same planet here. Let's all live in reality. A lot of people call the show. You know who used to call when I was doing Red Sox review? This is true. Jared and Saugus used to call my Red Sox review show and argue with me about whatever it is I have. It was back in like the John Farrell era and, you know, maybe a little before that. And that was Jared Karabas before he was Jared Karabas. I mean, he was obviously still Jared Karabas, but before he had a big platform, before he was working for Barstool, and certainly before he's... I just saw him and those guys are doing their podcast at Fenway, like, in a couple weeks. It's pretty cool. I didn't know... I know that girl, what's her name, Alex Cooper? Did she do her podcast there, or did she just throw out the pitch? Did she have, like, an actual podcast, like, a night where she did her show at Fenway Park, or am I imagining that?
I'm not sure, but Bradfoe was very excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, so we were working there that day. We were down at Fenway that day. And when I tell you, I have never seen a crowd like that at Fenway Park for a Red Sox game before. I'm not, like, that was unbelievable. Even when Noah Kahan was there, I didn't see that many women between the age of, you know, 21 and 35. They all had tattoos, which was interesting, but like they were just, I mean, lined up all the way around the block. It was incredible. I mean, it was real. It was like a march, you know, like one of those feminist marches or something, all right into Fenway Park. It was tremendous. I like it when there's when the demographics sort of shift around Fenway. I think it's a good thing, honestly. But yeah, that was another one of my old callers back then, Jared and Saugus, Jared Karabas. I used to check in on Red Sox Review. So yeah, but Steve, you know, great call. He's been a great caller for many, many years. I like how he says, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I'm the greatest caller in the history of Boston sports radio. Okay, well, at least you're not
so
tooting
humble.
At least he's not tooting his own horn. Thank goodness. We got a couple of minutes here. Just before I get to Red Sox pregame and have to get all serious, I want to say that I do think this is a must-win game here for the Red Sox today. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're the hottest team in baseball. They really put you in your place these last two games. You got outscored 16-3. And now... And I don't know. I mean, Kansas City is playing today. I think they're playing tonight. Or no, they're playing this afternoon. They got the Phillies again. The Phillies smoked them yesterday. So it may end up being moot. But right now, they're 4.5 games back. If the Red Sox go out and lose again and Kansas City wins and you're 5.5 games back, I know. You still have another month of baseball to play. But 1 month plus a couple of days to get 5.5 game when there's two teams in front of you, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time really seeing the path for that. I'm really having a hard time seeing how that's going to all work, how that's going to be a thing. So I don't know. I mean, here we are. And hopefully there's going to be a response. And generally, let me say this. The Red Sox respond in situations like this. They had their back up against the wall going out to Houston, and they ended up winning that series, taking 2 out of 3. They've been resilient all year. But I'm not feeling great about this one today. I think you're going to need a major, major, major start from Tanner Houck, and I think this offense needs to bust out of the slump that they're in. I know that they're going against some good pitching, but you've got to be able to rise above this and get some run support. Let's go to Justin in the truck before we sign off here. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how you doing, Christian?
Hey,
good luck in your new pursuit, and congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you very much. Oh,
you're
that's
welcome.
It.
I just want to talk to you. No, that's not it.
I thought that was all you were calling to say. What's on your mind, Justin, quickly?
No. I'm talking about the luckiest day of your life.
Of my life.
And it's not that.
Uh-huh.
The luckiest day of your life is to get off that afternoon show. I have never called the afternoon show, but I'll tell you, he is the most obnoxious, demeaning person that you could ever talk to.
That's not a nice thing to say about Ken Laird, let me just say. That is, you know, Ken's a nice guy. You don't have to say these mean things about him. All right. We all have our problems with everybody, but you don't have to call Ken Laird obnoxious and demeaning and all those things. That's rude. I won't allow for that. And if you're talking about Jones, let me just say Jones and I have worked together for a long, long time. He's a good friend of mine. I don't want you saying those things about him either or anybody else that I worked with. I know that show didn't take off the way we wanted it to, but it was 2 years that I would not give back if I could. I really enjoyed working with those two, and I wish them both luck in their next endeavors. And I don't think you'll be you don't have to worry about hearing from that. You'll be hearing from both of them both very soon. You'll be hearing from Jones and Keefe tomorrow at 10 a.m. And as for Mego, she'll be contributing as well. And you'll be reading her on the website and hearing her on the air here a lot, as you should be. So there you go. That's all I really have left to say about the changes at EEI this week. Our show starts, me and Andy Hart, new afternoon show, starts at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. And that's all the time I have here now. I want to say thanks again to Chris Cotillo. Thanks again to Tom King. A big shout-out to Jacob Lassner, our first time working with you producing me, which has been very, very cool. Jacob, who was an intern with us in the afternoons, now back there running that board very, very nicely. So nice to see that happen. Nice to see guys sort of coming up through the system and making things happen. So
appreciate it, Arcan. You're awesome to work with as well.
Well, thanks. And the check's in the mail for saying that. We got Red Sox baseball coming your way here in just a minute. Once again, it is I wish it was a rubber match, but it's really the Red Sox here looking to avoid a sweep at the hands of the hottest team in baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have just been killing it lately. Although, you know, it was against the Marlins and now you. They did have a tough series with the Tampa Bay Rays. And they're due for a loss, so let me put it that way. And you have a guy here in Merrill who has been good for them, to be sure, but not necessarily Merrill Kelly, I should say. Not necessarily someone that you feel great about since he was injured for most of the year and just recently came off the IL. Hasn't looked as good as he did to start the year. Red Sox should be able to do something against him, certainly more than you get against Zach Gallen, who was just dominant last night. So there you go. That's all the time for me here on this iteration of the WEEI Afternoon. The pregame show, MassMutual pregame show, is coming up next. And I'll have you for that going up right into first pitch. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here, Red Sox fans. Pre-game show is next. Oh, by the way, this has all been brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford. Joining the Bronco family, getting the made-for-you New England edition F-150, the official truck of the Red Sox. Okay, now it's time for the pregame show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.